With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Some of President-elect Trump's cabinet choices still face scrutiny following the withdrawal of Matt Gaetz.
The tapping of former Congressman Gaetz was seen as the most problematic among Trump's personnel announcements, but he was not the only controversial cabinet selection. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, Director of National Intelligence nominee Tulsi Gabbard, and HHS nominee Robert F. Kennedy Jr. each face questions about their experience, past actions and statements, and policy positions as they seek Senate confirmation. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, drones are spotted near three U.S. Air Force locations in the United Kingdom.
The U.S. Air Force has said a number of small drones were detected last week around three bases in eastern England that are used by American forces. The drones were spotted between Wednesday and Friday near RAF Lakenheath, RAF Mildenhall, and RAF Feltwell. U.S. Air Forces Europe released a statement saying the drones were actively monitored after they were seen in the vicinity of and over the three bases. The Air Force didn't identify who was behind the incursions, but said base officials determined there was no impact on residents or critical infrastructure. Karen Chamas, London.
Millions of Americans are on the move for the Thanksgiving holiday. AAA predicts 80 million people will either fly or drive to their destinations between Tuesday and next Monday. It will surpass pre-pandemic records with about 1.7 million more travelers than last year. Forecasters say travelers in the eastern U.S. should be prepared for possible delays due to strong winds. Well, more than weather could affect your holiday travel. The FAA says air traffic could be slowed down during peak travel times due to staffing issues. This is SRN News. It appears the Democrats have a God problem. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
That's the opinion of a man who worked very hard to get Kamala Harris elected this year. Christopher Hale is founder of Catholics for Harris, and in an opinion piece for Newsweek says, quote, "The Democratic Party has increasingly aligned itself with secular values, often sidelining religious voices in the process. This has alienated many religious voters who feel their beliefs are not only unrepresented, but actively dismissed." President Trump won the Catholic vote on Election Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International Christian Concern is hoping that President Trump's State Department will place Nigeria and India on its country's a particular concern list. Nations on that list are accused of gross human rights violations, in particular, persecution of Christians and other minorities. Spokesperson said the U.S. has an opportunity to help in the mass genocide of Christians in Nigeria. This is SRN News. Wall Street kicks off a holiday-shortened week with the blue chips opening Monday at a record high.
It wasn't only the Dow that turned in a winning performance last week, adding almost 2%. The S&P and the NASDAQ advanced more than 1.5% on the week. Apparently, the stock market's post-election rally isn't quite over just yet. Bitcoin ended the week just shy of $99,000 after hitting a record of $99,850. A result of investors anticipating a more crypto-friendly administration and Congress. Rich Thomason reporting.
Australia's government has withdrawn a bill that would give a media watchdog the power to monitor digital platforms and require them to keep records about what they deem to be misinformation. A spokesperson said the government was unable to drum up support needed to pass it. Opposition spokesman said the bill amounted to censorship laws in Australia. More details at SRNnews.com.